We invite everyone to remain standing and let us all bow our head and pray. Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的天父真神, 我们感谢, 颂赞你的圣名。
Our dear Heavenly Father, the true Lord above, we praise and thank you.
因为你的信实何其广大,
because of your faithfulness is so great.
你的慈爱存到永远,
and that your mercy and compassion lasts forever.
你每天都在照顾, 看顾着我们,
and every day you provided for us and you protect us.
虽然我们看不见你,
even though we cannot see you,
但是我们却可以感觉到你的存在,
but yet we can experience your existence.
是吗?我们可能以前没有寻找过你,
perhaps in the past we have never searched for you,
但是你在暗暗中引导着我们的脚步,
but yet in your way, in an invisible way, you have guided our footsteps.
在今天晚上,我们忙碌了一天之后,
so that today, after a whole day of busying around in the world,
我们大家都慢下脚步, 停在你的殿里面,
that now we have slowed down our footsteps and calmed our hearts in your temple.
因为我们对人生有再次一个思考,
because once again, we need to center ourselves and think about life.
就好像我们刚刚所唱的那首赞美诗一样,
just like the hymn that we have just sung,
以前我们追求世界很多东西,
that in the past, we searched for many things in this world,
但是却没有得到满足,
even though we pursue for it, but we are never satisfied.
我们以为有希望就可以活下去,
we thought that we have hope so that we can live.
当我们希望明天会更好的时候,
because we hope for a better tomorrow,
突然间可能表现出来的是我们完全相反的,
but yet what we see is totally opposite to what we expect.
人的希望往往让人家失望,
because very often our human hopes only lead to disappointment.
当我们人类发现那种新药的时候,
because when men find or invent a new medicine,
我们以为人类有希望啊,
then we thought that once again, we have a new hope.
但是更多的疾病出现了,
but yet we find that viruses even more abound.
当我们以为换了政府, 换了政权, 一切会改变的时候,
and sometimes we have new hope and aspiration for a new government and new administration.
但是往往, 无论是谁, 什么政府, 都会让人失望,
but yet we know that even the government has its shortcomings.
当我们把我们的希望放在我们爱的人身上的时候,
and sometimes when we place our hope on our loved ones,
有时候我们所爱的人会离我们去,
yet these people can also leave us behind.
当我们以为明天会更好,
so when we think that tomorrow may be better,
事业顺利,
we think that our career will be smooth,
我们有很多希望的时候,
when we are filled with so much hope,
我们身体已经变得不好,
but yet until that time, our health has gone away from us.
突然间我们变得没有希望,
suddenly, we lost all hope.
当我们以为一切都顺利的时候,
so when we think that everything is within our control,
金融风暴把人的心打碎了,
and yet this global financial crisis just collapsed everyone's heart,
人的心没有安全感,
so that no longer do we have any more security.
主啊, 世界真的没有给我们希望,
so, O Lord, we know that this world cannot offer any hope for us.
今天晚上来到你的殿,
so therefore, today we guide our footsteps to your temple,
要学习你的真理,
and we come here to learn your truth,
希望从你那边得到真正的盼望,
so that we know that we can find the true living hope within you.
愿你的圣灵与我们中间运行,
and may your Holy Spirit move among us,
打开你仆人的口,
and to empower the mouth of your servant,
赐给他口才力量智慧,
and to bless your servant with eloquence of speech,
见证福音的奥秘,
so that we can bear testimony to the gospel.
更求主耶稣打开我们会众的心灵,
and Lord, we also pray for you to open up the hearts of everyone in the congregation,
让我们有一颗安静的心,
so that we can calm our heart so that it is quiet,
柔软的心,
and that a heart of gentleness,
谦卑的心,
a heart of humility,
让主的话光照着我们,
so that your word, O Lord, the word of life, can shine upon our heart.
求主耶稣帮助我们的诗班,
and O Lord, please also help our choir,
圣灵运行, 唱出,
and may they be inspired by the Holy Spirit so that they can sing with a beautiful voice, so that we guide this whole service within your hands, and that may your holy name be glorified, and that peace can also be extended among all of us, and may all the praise and glory be given to your name.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
请坐,
please be seated.
我们再一次欢迎各位朋友们来临我们第三天晚上的布道大会。
And once again, we'd like to extend a very warm welcome to all our friends and visitors to our third evening of the Evangelical Service.
今天晚上我们再一次要请远道从台湾而来为我们正道的赵明阳传道。
And once again tonight, we would like to invite our preacher Zhao, who came all the way from Taiwan.
他要给我们带来福音的信息。
And that he's here to give us the message.
他的讲题是耶稣是世界的希望。
And the topic for tonight is that Jesus is the hope of the world.
我把以下的时间交给赵传道，愿你主与你同在。
So now we'd like to give the time over to Preacher Zhao. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
非常高兴，也欢迎我们亲爱的朋友再一次的抽出宝贵的时间来参加布道会。
I'm very glad and overjoyed to see our friends and visitors who can take their time and choose to spend it with us tonight.
在寒冷的天气当中，看到各位啊，让我们心里觉得有些许的温暖。
And especially in this cold winter night, it really warmed our heart to see the presence of our visitors.
我们都是真理的喜爱者。
Because all of us are truth seekers.
我们愿意啊，对自己的信仰来负责任。
And that we are all responsible for our truth.
相信天上的神会纪念我们的心。
And I believe that our God above, He will remember our heart.
也愿天上的神将诸多的恩典福气都赐给我们每一位。
And also may our Heavenly Father above bless His peace to everyone present.
我们这几天的布道会讲题是介绍耶稣。
And in the past few evenings of our evangelical service, we have been introducing our Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣他是天上独一的真神。
And our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the one true God above.
是宇宙万物的主宰。
And He is the master of this entire universe.
也是我们生命的创造主。
And He is the Lord of our life.
是我们灵魂的父亲。
And that He is the heart of our, He is the father of our spirit.
是我们福气的源头。
And He is the source of our blessings.
我们理当要来敬拜他。
And so therefore, very naturally, we need and ought to come and worship Him.
他同时也是我们最好的朋友。
And at the same time, our Lord Jesus Christ, He is also our best friend.
我们可以跟他一起同行，跟他一起来谈心。
Because we can walk with Him and we can talk with Him.
他就像我们在身旁的朋友一样。
And He is the best companion you can ever find.
朋友可以陪我们一起哭泣。
And of course, we all have friends who can cry with us.
但是耶稣擦干我们的眼泪。
But yet, it is only our Lord Jesus Christ who can wipe away our tears.
他解决我们的困难。
Because only He can solve our problems.
他安慰我们受伤的心灵。
And that only He can comfort our bruised heart.
这样好的朋友，我们没有理由来拒绝。
And such a best friend is without any denial.
耶稣也是世界的希望。
And also our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the living hope of the world.
这个世界从来不知道他真正需要的是什么。
Because when we look at the world around us, it never knows what it is looking for.
我们活在世界好像拥有很多的希望。
So as we live in this world as human beings, it seems as if we are full of so much hope.
孩子盼望他能够快快地长大。
When we look at our little children, we hope that they will grow up quickly.
但是长大以后觉得并不是他所想象那么快乐的。
But yet, when they grow up so fast before our eyes, we see that they become more sorrowful.
有很多人生的挑战啊，正等候着他。
Because we see that now they are faced with all the challenges in front of them.
在学业、在课业、在婚姻上啊，都使他承受很大的压力。
And we see how they have to face with all the pressure that is coming and attacking them from their school, their career, their marriage.
年轻的时候啊，他付出他的健康去追求财富。
So when we look at a youth, they give up their health in pursuit of success.
等到他拥有财富以后。
And once he was able to grab hold of success,
他却失去了健康。
Then in that time, he realized that he has lost all his health.
所以最后再以财富去换取他已经换不回来的健康。
Then at the end of his life, you will find that he will use all the wealth that he had gathered to exchange back for the health that is already gone.
他的希望到底是什么？
So what is the hope that is left?
我们把很多的希望寄托在某一个人的身上。
Sometimes we place all our hope on a certain person.
但是很多人给我们失望。
But yet we know that many of these people ended up disappointing us.
今天这个世界啊，现代人最严重的病呢，就是绝望。
So therefore, today, when you look at this world, in fact, the worst disease is to be hopeless.
这个绝望就使人呢、啊、失去了生存的意志。
Because when a person becomes hopeless, they will lose all meaning of life, and no longer do they desire for life anymore.
并且让他们放弃生存。
And they want to give up life altogether.
这样的一种病态的世界呢，正是我们所生存的一个地方。
And this is the kind of the diseased world that we are living in right now.
当耶稣基督在世上传福音的时候
，So when we see our Lord Jesus Christ, when he was preaching the gospel in this world,
有一回他再来到了这个耶路撒冷城。
And one day, once again, he came to the city of Jerusalem.
他要进入圣殿。
And he was ready to enter into the holy temple.
那么当他要进入的时候啊
，Just before him stepping into the temple.
他在那里行了一件神迹。
And right there, he did and performed a miracle.
我们请看约翰福音第五章。
Let's all turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 5.
圣经约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5,
第一节到第九节。
John chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 9.
这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。第二节。
Verse 2.
在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话叫做毕士大，旁边有五个廊子。三节。
Verse 3.
里面躺着瞎眼的，瘸腿的，血气枯干的许多病人。第五节。
Five.
在那里有一个人病了38年。六节。
Six.
耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？第七节。
Verse seven.
病人就回答说，先生，水冻的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。第八节。
Verse 8.
耶稣对他说，起来，拿你的褥子走吧。第九节。
Verse 9.
那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。以上。耶稣进入耶路撒冷，他从羊门这个地方进去。
So over here we see how Lord Jesus went up to Jerusalem and entered by the sheep gate.
为什么称作羊门呢？
Why is it that this gate is named the sheep gate?
因为很多人他们带着牛羊要进到圣殿献祭的时候是从这个门进来的。
Because many people when they come with their offerings such as the sheep or the ox, they will pass by this gate called the sheep gate.
那么在这旁边呢就有一个水池啊，它的名字叫做毕士大。
And right by this sheep gate, there is a pool, and in Hebrew it's called Bethesda.
这个池子它是地下的泉水涌上来所堆积啊累积成的一个水池。
And that this pool, as we know, it is sourced from an underground spring that come from the source beneath.
那么这个池子它的地下泉什么时候涌上来呢？那个时间是不一定的。
And so since the source is from an underground spring, no one knows where the water will spring up.
这个池子里头的地下泉往上涌的时候呢，带给在旁边等候医治的病人很大的希望。
And so therefore we find that there will be many people who are sick, who are all waiting surrounding this pool for this underground spring to spring up from the source beneath.
当他们在等待的时候呢，他们也可以呀，盼望着那些从羊门进来的人，他们既然是要去献祭的话，一般都是很善良的，所以也许他们呢可以给这些病人呢一些帮助。
And so therefore, while all these sick people are waiting for their chance, they can also see these people who bring in their animals for offering. And because since they come in with their offerings, they are kind people who can extend them help.
在水池旁边等候着的，都是一些患重病的人。
And as we know, this great multitude waiting by this pool, they are all very sick people.
而且还不是一般的重病。
And they are not just the common illness that we see around us.
他们的所患的病呢，几乎是不能够复原的。比如说，眼睛看不到的，瘸腿的，不能走路的，怎么复原呢？
And a lot of them have incurable diseases, such as those that are blind or they are lame, and that they cannot be cured.
是医生无法来医治的。
It is beyond the doctor's help.
但是他们等候一个不知道什么时候会来的一个机会。
But yet they are all waiting and hoping for a chance, an opportunity that will that may or may not come.
就是因为他们历史的传统有一个传说。
Because according to their historical tradition, there is a certain saying.
当这个池子里头的地下泉水往上涌的时候呢，好像是天使在搅动这个池水。
Because they believe that there is this historical saying that when this underground spring water were to come up into this pool, it is as if an angel is stirring the water for them.
他们会认为说，这是神。天上的神啊，差派天使呢，搅动这个池水，使他们能够获得医治的这个机会。
And so, therefore, they believe with all their heart that God has sent the angel to come and stir this water so that they can be completely healed by this water.
但是呢，第一个抢先下去的才能够拥有这样一个权利。
But however, the privilege is only given to the first person, the first sick person.Who run for the water?
So they are waiting, waiting. When the angel of the legend comes to stir the water, I must lead the others to take the water and get healed so that I can get healed.
So therefore, it is with their belief that as long as they wait, and that when the water springs up from the pool, they will be the first one to dash forward, and then they can be cured of their incurable disease.
那个地方有一个 很特别，他已经病了38年。
And over here among the crowd, we find this man, this certain man who has been ill for 38 years.
一个人一生可以有几个38年
？So as we ask this question, how many 38 years can you have?
大概是一个、两个、三个，大概不太可能了。
Perhaps one or two or three.
大概是两个。
Maybe two people.
但是他有一个三十八年的时间是在病中度过的。
But yet one of this person has spent 38 years in his illness and suffering.
三十八年可以让一个小女孩变成阿巴桑了。
So remember, 38 years can turn a young girl into a middle-aged lady.
我还没到38岁的时候，头发就白了，就是这样。
And for me myself.Before I'm 38, my hair has already turned white.
我们有多少的青春可以去等候，去盼望一个好像有希望的希望，到后来是落空的。
So think about how much youth do you have? How many decades do you have to wait for a hope that is non-existent?
我们来想想看，他已经等了38年。
So remember, this man has already waited for 38 long years.
他还继续等下去。
Yet he is still waiting.
看起来。年年有希望，年年都失望。
Yet it seems that every year he is filled with hope, but yet every year he returns home without any hope.
没有人会怀疑，肯定第39年还是要等下去的。
And however, he will not give up the hope. Perhaps the 39th year he will be cured.
到什么时候他才能够得到医治呢
？So therefore, there is this big question: When is the day that he can be cured?
医生无法医治他了。
Because the doctor has rendered all hope gone.
人所能够对他帮助的，就是把他抬到这个地方来，让他去拥抱一个至终会落空的一个希望。
And so therefore, all the man can do is to bring this sick man before this pool.And that in the belief of this ancient historical tradition, that they can be cured by the water from the pool.
这个世界给他的希望是什么
？So therefore, this is the hope that the world has given him.
无限期的等待
，an endless waiting.
内心是惶恐的
，and that this period of time of waiting, the heart is filled with insecurity.
是一个不稳定的
，it is not.Insecure.
没有把握的希望。
It is no, there is no confidence.
并且是要竞争，把别人给比下去了，站在人的肩膀上才能够出头天的那样的希望。
And yet, among all these years of waiting, he has to be the first one to dash forward to cut before all the crowds so that he can get cured.
这是一个无情的世界。
So we see how this world is so ruthless with all the competition around him.
这是一个残忍的世界。
And of course, this world is a very cruel one.
这是一个竞争的世界。
And that this world around us is full of harsh competition.
只有一个能够成功。
So only one person can be successful.
那个人就站在所有的人肩膀上，他变成成功。
And that, so this person will be beyond and rise above the crowd because he is the one that is successful.
这是世界给我们的。
So this is the thought, the concept that the world teach you.
但是主耶稣来了。
But yet our Lord Jesus has come.
主耶稣给这个人希望。
Our Lord Jesus give hope to this man.
是主动给他希望。
Our Lord Jesus initiated this hope to this man.
不需要再等待了。
That no longer does he need to wait no more.
直接的，积极的，主动的给他这个希望。
And that we see how directly and proactively Jesus extended this hope to this sick man.
不再等待了。
So no longer does he need to wait anymore.
不需要把别人给比下去了。
And no longer does he need to fight among the crowd and compete against them.
38年的等待，比不上耶稣的一句话。
All his 38 long years of waiting cannot be even measured up to one sentence or one word by Lord Jesus.
耶稣说，起来。
And Jesus says, get up.
拿起你的褥子，走吧。
Arise from your bed and walk.
事就这样成了。
And that's all it takes.
马上就痊愈了。
So immediately we see how this man, he was made well.
这不是在变魔术。
So we see that this is not a magic performed in front of your eyes.
一般的魔术啊。
Because we know that a lot of the magicians, they are all games of deceit.
耶稣不是魔术师。
And our Lord Jesus, he is not a magician.
他是天上的神。
He is the God above.
他给这个人直接的希望。
So he has extended a direct help, a hope to this man.
马上实现的希望。
And a hope that is immediate and instant.
给他平安。
And to give him peace right away.
本来他躺在这个褥子上的。
So at first, we see how this sick man was lying in bed.
他现在起来了，拿着褥子走。
But yet, he was able to get up and take up his bed and walk.
这就是耶稣给我们的。
So this is the kind of hope that our Lord Jesus gave us.
有一出非常出名的这个舞台剧啊。
There is a certain very famous opera.
它的那个名字呢，就是。十二个眼睛看不到的人。
And there's this very famous show, and that is named The 12 Blind Men.
在舞台上呢，有十二个人。
So on the stage, you'll see these 12 men.
他背后的背景呢，是在海边。
And then behind these 12 men, there's a backdrop of the ocean.
十二个人有年老的，有年轻的。
And among these 12 men, there are some that's old, there are some that's young.
有男有女。
There is man, there is woman.
有一个年纪很大的，站着也在打瞌睡的老祭司。
And then there is also a very old priest who is nodding his head away in a nap.
那是人类古早古老古老的宗教。
And that represent the most ancient religion of mankind.
有年轻貌美，正怀抱着青春的小姐。
And then there's also a very young lady who's in her full blossom.
好像告诉我们明天会更好。
And because of her youth, it tells us that tomorrow will be even better.
总共有十二个。
So there's these 12 people before you.
说十二个眼睛看不到的人，其实是十一个。
So in fact, these 12 blind people, there's only 11 of them who are truly blind.
有一个眼睛是可以看得到的。
Yet among these 12, there is one who can actually see.
那就是一个婴孩抱在他的妈妈的怀抱里。
And this one is actually a baby who is lying in the bosom of the mother.
只有那个婴孩眼睛可以看得到。
Only the baby can see with the eyes.
海水慢慢地涨起来了。
So now we see how the backdrop, the ocean, the waves start to rise.
风越来越大。
And the wind begin to become stronger.
太阳已经下海。
And then the sun began to come down upon the horizon.
危机就在他们眼前。
And so immediately there is this impending danger that's coming upon them.
他们在等待。
And they're all waiting.
等待有人带他们回家。
And they're all waiting for someone to come and bring them home.
但是他们眼睛都看不到。
But remember, they are all blind.
They cannot see. 不晓得往什么地方去。
They do not know which direction to turn to.
天这么黑，风这么大，海水涨起来了，怎么样找到回家的路啊？
And the night is so dark, the wind is blowing, and the waves are rising. How can they find the way to get home?
唯一眼睛可以看得到的是一个婴孩，但他们等不及，等不到这个孩子长大。
And there's only one person among them all that can see, and that is the baby. Yet they cannot wait until the baby has grown up.
因为他们的危机就在眼前。
Because the danger is right before them.
他们却不知道。
Yet they do not know.
他们以为明天会更好。
Because they think that tomorrow will be better.
他们以为老祭司可以带他们走。
And they are depending on this old priest who can guide them home.
有婴孩在手上，未来充满希望。
And they have this baby in the arms, which represent tomorrow is full of hope.
但是突然间，布幕就放下来了。
And yet suddenly we see how the curtains are drawn.
没有答案的。
And then there is no answer.
他不是王子跟公主结婚，从此就快乐过着快乐幸福的日子这样的一个美好的结局。
So we see that the ending is not a fairy tale of a prince charming and a beautiful princess living happily forever after.
它给我们一个思考的空间。
Yet this is telling us a concept, and that is you need to have the room to think.
布幕放下的时候，很多人还找不到答案。
And when the curtains are drawn before them at the end of the show, many people still do not have the answer.
它给我们思想象的空间。
And basically, it has left the answer for you to think.
这个世界是一个眼睛看不到的人。
So this world is like a person who cannot see.
我们的车子可以200公里，一个小时200公里的速度在高速公路上来奔跑。
And we see our car for one whole hour, it can run 4 kilometers.
但如果它没有方向盘。
But however, if it does not have a true compass,
我们要往什么地方去?
Where are we going to direct our car, in which direction to run?
美国号称世界第一强国。
And the United States claim itself as the number one super nation of the world.
但是今天这一切的危机啊，从美国开始。
But today, the entire global crisis actually started from the United States.
我们人类已经走自己的路啊，走了几千年的时间了。
And as we all know, humankind has been walking in its own footsteps for thousands of years.
我们认为我们不需要神。
Because we think that we do not need God.
我们人自己有自己的路可以走。
Because as human beings, we are so confident that we can carve our own way.
我们不走神的路。
We do not want to walk on the way of God.
结果我们已经走到不能通的一条路了。
And that is why now we are on a path of no return.
今天已经进入二十一世纪。
Even though now we have entered into the 21st century.
很多人在怀念二十世纪。
Yet many of us are still lamenting for 20th century.
我们都是出生在二十世纪的人。
Because all of us, remember, are born in the 20th century.
我们现在活在二十一世纪。
But yet now we are living in the 21st century.
我们大概看不到二十二世纪。
We probably will not see the 22nd century arrive.
我现在开始怀念起二十世纪了。
So now I start to think back about the 20th century.
二十世纪虽然没有很高的大楼，没有101。
So even though in the past century there isn't huge high towers, that's more than 101 floors.
但是我觉得活在二十世纪是比较快乐的。
But yet, I remember being so happy as I lived in the past century.
二十世纪发生了两次世界大战。
And remember, in the past century, there were two world wars that were being fought.
二十世纪发明了电灯。
And that the electrical light bulb was being invented.
但是我们今天的世纪怎么样呢?
So what is going to behold for this new century?
我们回头看二十世纪啊。
As we turn back and look at the 20th century,
二十世纪已经进入历史的仓库里面了。
And that it has already entered into the archives of history.
我们看二十一世纪，不晓得有没有什么希望。
And as we look into the 21st century, we do not know what hope we can have.
二十世纪没有什么可以让我们留恋的，二十一世纪也没有给我们希望， 我们活在今天这世界到底有什么意义呢？
So as we are in this transition period, we see that the 20th century has left nothing for us, and yet this 21st century has no hope for us. So what are we living for?
耶稣才是我们真正的答案。
So we can only find the answer in Lord Jesus.
主耶稣要成为这个世界的希望。
Our Lord Jesus, He wants to be the living hope of this world.
我们应该重新来思考这个问题。
So we once again need to ponder upon this issue.
他是我们平安的希望。
That our Lord Jesus, He is our peace.
像这个病了38年的人啊。
Just like this man who has been ill for 38 years.
他是非常可怜的。
He is a very sad person.
谁能够重新给他希望呢？
Who can once again give him a renewed hope?
主耶稣来了。
And yet our Lord Jesus came.
给他希望。
He came with his living hope.
今天有很多人不是只有肉体上的病。
So today, as we know, many people around us, they are not just physically sick.
有很多人是心灵没有平安。
But in fact, a lot of them are psychologically sick because they have no security in the heart.
主耶稣说在他的里面呢是有真正的平安的。
But yet our Lord Jesus says that within him there is true peace.
我们请看约翰福音十六章。
Let's all turn to John 16.
约翰福音十六章，我们请看三十三节。
John 16, let us look at verse 33.
约翰福音十六章三十三节。
John 16:33.
我将这些事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。我们都一直希望找到一个平安的空间。
And in this world, we all desire to find some moment of peace.
所以木板的房子啊，我们把它改成啊钢筋水泥的房子。
So that is why instead of a wood frame house construction, we desire for a concrete house.
我们的汽车买了最安全的设施。
And that for our car, we buy the best security device.
但是还是有人因为车祸来受伤。
But yet still people can get injury from accidents.
平安的空间在哪里？
So where is the room of peace that you can find?
用自己的方法，到后来，心灵也失去平安。
If you were to try to find this peace with your own way, you'll find that in the end, you will not be successful.
耶稣说你们可以放心，因为他已经胜了世界。
So our Lord Jesus, He promised us, He told us that He has overcome the world.
所以在耶稣的里面有真正的平安。
So that within Lord Jesus, we can have true peace.
那么耶稣所给我们的平安是胜过环境的那种平安。
Now remember, this peace that our Lord Jesus promised us is a peace that transcends the world.
也就是说，虽然在我们的环境里头充满了危机，但是在耶稣里面，我们的心是很平静的。
That is to say that even though we are surrounded by crisis in the world, within our Lord Jesus, we can find true peace.
把我们交给主耶稣的时候，我们心里就平安。
That once we entrust ourselves over to our Lord Jesus, in return we'll experience this immense peace.
虽然外界好像暴风雨的变动很大。
So even though there is this crazy and wild storm that is beating around you outside,
但是他的心是在耶稣基督里面的。
But yet, if your heart is fixed upon Lord Jesus,
那只有这一位已经胜过世界的苦难的耶稣基督，他才能够真正给我们平安。
Because only our Lord Jesus, who has overcome this world of suffering, only He can give us the true peace.
那耶稣给我们什么平安呢？
But what is the kind of peace that our Lord Jesus can give us?
肉体的，心灵的。
And this peace can extend to our physical body as well as our spirit.
并且是让我们的灵魂得到真正的平安。
And more preciously, this peace can give our spirit a very, very true and calming peace.
他给我们信心来胜过这些苦难。
And that our Lord Jesus, He can give us the faith so that we can overcome the crisis of this world.
我们再请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's all turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音八章，我们请看十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
八章十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。” 耶稣也是我们道德的希望。
And again, our Lord Jesus, He is the light of our moral values.
21世纪人的心啊，更黑暗了。
And as we enter into the 21st century, the heart of man has become even more darkened.
在二十世纪的时候，发明了电话跟电灯。
And in the past century, we see how the telephone and the electrical bulb was being invented.
电灯带给我们光明。
We see how this artificial lighting can illuminate the evening night.
但是人的心更黑暗。
But yet, the heart of man has become even darker than the night.
电话可以让我们跟外国的朋友来联系，但是我们有很多话无法跟我们亲爱的人来讲。
And even though there is a telephone that can engage us with our friends overseas, yet we cannot even communicate with the people around us.
耶稣是我们道德的希望。
So our Lord Jesus Christ, He is the hope of all moral values and ethics.
有一位传道人啊，有一天啊，他接到一封信。
And there's a certain preacher who received a letter one day.
那封信写得很奇怪。
And that letter has some very strange content.
那封信怎么写呢？
How was it being written?
他说他不相信有神。
This person claimed that he does not believe in God.
他邀请这位传道人啊，要一起来辩论。
And then so he therefore he invited this preacher to come over for a debate.
啊，因为他说基督教都是骗人的。
Because he says that Christianity is deceiving people.
啊，我已经准备了很多的资料了，我一定要把你辩倒，让你无话可说。
And that this person has already gathered all kinds of information and ready for the debate, so that the preacher cannot be argued against.
那么这位传道人他接到这封信以后啊，他就左右为难。
So when the preacher received this letter, he didn't know what to do.
要是跟他辩论的话呢，肯定没有结果。
Because if he were to spend the time to debate, there would not be any conclusion.
啊，会惹很多麻烦。
And of course, it would invite even more issues to happen.
那如果不接受的话呢？大概他会想说，啊，信耶稣人是胆小的。
But however, if he were not to engage in this debate, then perhaps the other person would think that he is such a coward.
他就笑你是未战就先败了。
And that you, as a preacher, you do not even want to defend your faith.
各位，如果有一天呢？你接到这样的电话，有人要挑战你，要跟你辩论，而且你无端的不知道是谁，要讲什么，你愿不愿意来接受啊？
So if you were to put yourself in the position of this preacher that one day out of the blue you receive this letter from no one, none that you know, who wanted to engage in the debate with you.
在辩论的场合啊，难免会啊，这个血气方刚啊，到头来啊，这个不欢而散啊，这个脸红脖子粗。也是不能荣耀主的名啊。
And of course, in normal situation, when people get into debate, they naturally become very emotional, and that it is very easy for you to forget about God.
这位传道人很有智慧。
However, this preacher is full of wisdom.
他给他回了一封信。
And so he replied a letter back to this person.
他说：“朋友，我乐意接受你的挑战。”
And then he says in his letter, "My friend, I am willing to engage in this debate with you."
但是在我们辩论以前呢，我们请各自来做一件事情，可以吗？
But however, let me tell you something. Before we engage in our debate, let us both do something.
啊，我们做了这个事情以后呢，我们再来辩论。
After we have settled this matter, then we can debate.
做什么事情啊？
So what is this thing that he's talking about?
我请你去找。能不能找得到在基督徒里面本来他行为 很好的，因为他信了耶稣以后他行为变得很不好，因为他信耶稣所以行为就变不好的，你给我找一个例子出来。
And so therefore he told this man that first go and look for a Christian who has become such a bad person after he has turned to Christianity. If you can find this person, then let us debate.
那么呢，我就来找一百个人，本来信耶稣以前是很不好的，信耶稣以后就变成很好。我找一百个人，你找一个信耶稣以后变得很不好的，能够找得到这样的，我们再来辩论。
And then so therefore he told this person, You just need to go find one person who has become very bad after becoming a Christian. And as for me, I will look for 100 people who were so bad before they became Christian, but yet after they became Christian, they became so good.
我手上有几百个这种例子，你请你找到一个的时候，写信通知我，我们就可以马上来辩论了。
Because within the people that I know within my hands, I can count at least 100 of these Christians that I know. But for you, if you can find even one such person, then we can talk.
这封信寄出去以后啊，传道人等了三个礼拜，等了两个月，都没有回信。
So after he sent out this letter, the preacher waited for 2 more weeks, and then after 3 months, there was still no answer.
等了好长一段时间都还没有回信。
And after he waited for a long period of time, there was still no reply back.
到现在还没有回信。
Even up till today, there is no reply.
今天是一个道德破产的时代。
So therefore, we know that today this world has zero moral values.
星光大道，灯光亮丽。人的心是很黑暗的。
So even though you may be walking in a brightly lit boulevard full of people, but yet all their heart is in the dark alley.
最昂贵的衣服包装着一个最肮脏的心。
And yet we see this beautifully packaged person of the latest fashion, yet within this package is the dirtiest heart you'll ever find.
越文明的地方有越退化的行为。
And in the most civilized world or nation in this planet Earth, you will find the most corrupted behavior that you can ever imagine.
科技越发达的地方，道德是水准越低。
The more advanced the technology in the place, the worse the moral values have declined.
人不能走自己的路。
Because man can no longer walk in his own way.
耶稣说，我是世界的光。
So Lord Jesus says that he is the light of the world.
当所有活在黑暗中的人跟着这个光走的时候呢，就会得到生命的光。
So he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
所以唯有基督徒到现在还在坚持做对的事情。
So only Christians are the people you can find in this world who still insist on doing the right things.
在今天很多人追求自由的时候呢，他们已经出卖自由，已经不自由了。
And even though a lot of people today claim that they are in liberty, but yet they are slaves.
我们请看八章的三十一节。
Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 31.
八章三十一节。
John chapter 8, verse 31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常守着我的道，就真是我的门徒。三十二节。
32.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。他们回答说，我们是亚伯拉罕的后裔，从来没有做过谁的奴仆，你怎么说你们必得以自由呢？耶稣回答说，我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的就是罪的奴仆。三十五节。
35.
奴仆不能永远住在家里，儿子是永远住在家里。所以天父的儿子就是耶稣基督，若叫你们自由，你们就真自由了。犯罪的就是成为罪的奴仆。
And therefore, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin.
今天在最自由的地方啊，隐藏着最大的罪恶。
And nowadays, in the place that has so much liberty, is the place that has the worst sin.
看起来在政治上他们是自由的，但是内心是没有自由的。
It seems as if, politically speaking, they may all enjoy liberty, but yet within their heart, they are all bonded as slaves.
所以心里就有很大的虚空。
And therefore, the heart is filled with so much emptiness.
主耶稣就是世界的光。
But remember our Lord Jesus, he is the light of the world.
他给我们平安的希望，道德的希望。
And that he give us the peace, and he give us the hope,And he gives us the true moral values.
耶稣也是我们爱的希望。
And also our Lord Jesus, he is the hope of our love.
我们请看圣经约翰一书第四章。
Let's all turn to 1 John chapter 4.
约翰一书四章第七节。
1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识神。我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明了。我们再看十六节。
Let's look at verse 16.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道也相信，神就是爱，住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。这爱，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。爱里面没有惧怕，爱既完全，就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里面未得完全。这段圣经是告诉我们，神是爱，他会给我们啊，明白什么是真正的爱。
So therefore, this passage serves to describe to us the immense love of our Lord Jesus.
并且，当我们领受这样的爱呢，也应当活出这个爱来。
And so it also encourages us that once we receive this love of God, we must also express this love of God.
当一个人真正在这爱里面的时候，他就住在神里面。
Because when a person truly has this love of God, he is living within the love of God.
他就不再有惧怕了。
Then no longer will he have any fear in his heart.
刚刚我们提到二十世纪发生两次世界大战。
And just now we mentioned that there were two world wars in the last century.
这两次的世界大战，他所杀害的人数呢，比历代以来历史上所杀害的人数的总和都还要更多。
And that if you were to look at the number of casualty that's caused by these two world wars, it is unprecedented in human history.
美国在日本投了两颗原子弹。
The United States has dropped two atomic bombs in Japan.
带来所谓的和平。
So that they can bring the new period of peace.
很多人在讲啊，这个世界最大的危机是什么？
So therefore, some people they lament, what is the greatest danger in this world?
核子武器。
They think it's the atomic bomb.
哇，这个核子武器啊，如果按钮一按的时候，你打我，我打你，他打他，这个大家都一起毁灭。
Because they think that once they were to press a button and missiles will be flying back and forth between two nations, and that this nuclear war will just end the whole world right away.
所以赶快来谈判啊，不要发展核子武器。
So therefore, let us come into a negotiation. Let us talk. Let us not get into a nuclear warfare.
因为这个核子武器非常可怕。
Because this nuclear warfare is indeed very scary.
后来就发现啊，不是，最恐怖的是金融风暴，哇，全世界都要倒了。
Then now they realize that in fact that's not the worst danger because now we are even in the worst crisis and that is the global financial crisis.
我认为这些都不是最大的危机。
And however, I think that all this in fact are not the worst danger you can have.
如果真的有爱，
because if there is true love,
核子也可以成为和平的用途。
So even though this nuclear warfare can turn into a time of peace.
如果没有爱，石头也可以达成为致命的武器。
Because if there is no love, even a simple stone can become a weapon of warfare.
今天人类最大的危机就是人跟人之间纯真的爱已经慢慢消失掉。
In fact, today the worst kind of crisis that we can ever have is the genuine love between people.
怎么样把它拉回来？
How can we once again draw the community back together?
很难呢。
It is very difficult.
青年男女谈恋爱，海誓山盟，石头会烂，海水会干，我爱你的心永远不变。可是呢，爱人已经换了好几个。不是我背叛你，是爱情背叛了我们，变成这样了，变成这样了。
So therefore, when we see a young couple who are so romantically in love, they can give all the promises of their life together, and that they promise to love one another forever and ever to the day they die. But even before they die, they claim that the love has already died upon them.
夫妻之间不再有纯真的爱。
So you find that husband and wives no longer have this true love between them.
父亲跟儿子之间有不能说的话。
and that the father and son has nothing to talk about between them.
世界人口五六十亿，好像天上的星星，拥挤在一起。
And you see this entire world with all these millions and zillions of people and the population, they are like little stars in the night sky.
谁知道每一颗星星之间的距离都是用光年来计算的。
But yet, no one knows that the distance between these two stars or these two people are in fact light years apart.
我们在一起好像很快乐，很多人哇，人口这么多，但是星跟星之间的距离是很远的。
So even though it seems like we are very populated and we are surrounded by people all around us, but yet our hearts are so disconnected that we are so far apart from each other.
我们的世界本来不是这样的。
Because in fact, the world is not supposed to be like that.
现在主耶稣要把我们带回来。
So now our Lord Jesus, he wants to bring us back.
让我们真的能够去爱。
So that we know once again how to truly love.
物理老师告诉我们
，and even the physics teacher can tell us，
原子弹很厉害啊
，that truly the atomic power is very great。
哎呀，我们的老祖宗啊，实在很野蛮呐、啊，很残忍呐、啊。
So if you were to look our ancestors, they are indeed like barbarians。
因为我们的老祖宗啊，他们打仗的时候、打架的时候，就是把那个石头拿起来就打死对方，这个很残忍呐、啊。
So we see how our ancient ancestors, when they engage in warfare, they'll just pick up the stone and hit each other. And don't you think that is so cruel?
然后他说我们现在科技很伟大。
And yet now look at our world around us. Our technology is so advanced.
什么伟大呢？
How great is it?
因为原子弹放下去就停止了，就和平了。
Because once you just drop an atomic bomb, then right away there is peace.
他说：“我们老祖宗用石头当武器很野蛮，我们现在比较聪明，我们用原子弹放下去就停止了，就和平了。”
So these people, this person claimed that the ancestors were like barbarians. They used stones to bring in peace. And today we are more civilized. We use the atomic bomb.
我不晓得这什么理论。
And I don't know what kind of theory is he arguing.
我们已经变成这样了。
Isn't it scary that we have become like that?
我们夸口。我们褒奖这个杀人无数的这个核子武器，这个太伟大了，人的发明太伟大了。说石头打人是很野蛮的。
And that we claim that wow, now we are so civilized and that we are so brilliant that we can invent this massive killer weapon called the nuclear bomb. And yet in the past, they just used stones.
我们的价值观怎么这样倒错了呢？
So it seems like our concept of moral values have totally become in reverse.
这都是走自己的路变成这样。
So this is what happened when we walk in our own way.
教会有一位姐妹啊，她曾经被她的这个亲戚啊欺侮的，不晓得怎么样来诉苦啊。
And we have a certain sister, she was being abused by her relatives to the extent that she doesn't even know how to complain anymore.
因为啊，她丈夫的一个的姐姐哈，这个心地不太好，就常常造谣，重伤她，哇，所以她很痛苦。
And because her husband's older sister will always spread rumors and gossip against her and cause her a lot of psychological sufferings.
那么有一天啊，她这位姐姐哈生病了。
So one day, the older sister of her husband got sick.
没有人照顾她。
And no one was taking care of her.
因为他好像炸弹一样啊，放到谁的家里去啊？什么时候爆炸不知道，所以没有人要欢迎他。
Because she is just like a time bomb, no one dared to draw close to her because they don't know when she's going to explode.
这位姐妹啊，就跟她的先生这么说。
So our church sister told her husband in this way.
我们请姐姐到家里来住，反正我没有上班，我来照顾她，不然的话她的病好不起来了。
So why don't we invite your older sister to come and live with us? Since I'm a housewife, I can take full care of her.
她的先生很感动。
And then the husband was very touched when he heard that.
因为她的先生想在心里，不敢开口讲。
Because this is what the husband is thinking in his heart, but yet he dare not voice this up to his wife.
她知道她的太太被欺侮了。
Because he knew that his wife was being abused by his own sister. So therefore, he wouldn't even dare to bring this up.
但现在他的太太主动提出来,
But yet now, his own wife even brought up this suggestion that he was thinking. So therefore, he was very touched.
他就流着感激的眼泪啊，告诉他的太太说：“谁叫你这样做的？”
And so he was very touched to tears. And then he asked his wife, "So who told you to come up with this suggestion?"
他太太说：“主耶稣教我这样做的。”
And so the wife replied to him, "It is the Lord Jesus Christ who gave me this idea."
因为哈，主耶稣在马太福音五章四十四节，他告诉我们
，Because Lord Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
要爱你们的仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
That you must love your enemies and pray for all those who persecute you.
那么他的姐姐真的来住到家里了。
So therefore, we see how indeed the older sister of the husband came to live with them.
哦，她这个姐姐哈，一开始的时候啊，她的心放不开啊，会害怕。我这个弟媳妇是不是要害我啊？暗中放那个毒药啊，好吧，害死我是不是这样？害怕。
So at first, this older sister, she is so insecure. She came up with all this imagination, thinking that the wife of her younger brother may put some poison in the food to poison her.
受伤的人啊，他已经用耶稣基督的爱治疗他的心，他自己的心了。他已经好了，他不害怕，他不惧怕。
So we see how this church sister, even though she was so abused and full of inner suffering,And yet, because the Lord Jesus healed her, because she was able to forgive, so therefore, no longer does she have any fear in her love.
加害者，伤害人家的，她反而内心没有平安啊。
But yet, the older sister, the persecutor, she is the one who was filled with so much fear.
过了一段时间，她才真的知道说，她弟媳妇是爱她的。
Then it was only after a period of time that she truly experienced.The genuine love that's coming from.
啊，一段时间她的病好起来。
That's coming from the wife of her brother, and therefore she became well.
有一天呢，这位姐姐哈，推开这个房门呢，一下进去的时候就跪在我们这个教会的姐妹的面前，跪下去跟她道歉。
And so, therefore, one day, this older sister she opened up the door and she knelt down in front of our church sister. She actually.Came down on her knees and kneeled before the church sister.
错了，我很羞愧，请你原谅我。
And then she hung her head very low and she says that I deeply apologize. I really want to say sorry for all the hurt I have given you.
赶快把她扶起来。
And then our church sister quickly brought her up.
我只是做了我该做的事情。
And then she told her that I've only done my duty.
那么现在她的姐姐出去呢，都告诉别人说，我这个弟媳妇真的很好，他们信的耶稣真的是爱啊。太伟大了，我要跟他来信耶稣了。
And then so now the older sister, she was so touched that she go around telling all her friends, saying that indeed the wife of my brother, she is a true Christian, she's filled with so much love, and now I want to come to believe in Christ.
小孩子都在唱歌，我们的家庭很可爱啊，哦，父母很慈祥啊，怎么样啊，我们哦，鸡鸭鹅，我们要养小狗，养小猫，哇，很快乐啊，哈，这样，但是真正的爱是什么？
And so sometimes we see how our little children, how they will sing all the nursery rhyme and proclaiming how wonderful our family is. But indeed, where is true love and where can it be found?
天国在哪里啊?
Where is the kingdom of heaven?
天国就是神同在的地方。
Because remember, the kingdom of heaven has the abidance of God.
那么神在哪里啊?
But where is God?
住在爱里面的就是住在神里面。
God can be found.Within those who dwell in the love of God.
所以我们的家可以成为天堂。
So therefore, our family, it can be the heaven on earth.
但是很可惜，很多人在他家庭里头在建造地狱。
But yet, it is very sad that a lot of people are actually building up places of hell in their own family.
爱跟和平的希望就在主耶稣。
So remember,Peace and hope and love can only be found within Jesus.
怎么样才能够世界和平?
So how can we find true peace? And how can this world have true peace?
每一个国家都有核子武器，就和平了吗?
So is it true that once every nation has nuclear weapons, then we can have peace?
要有耶稣的爱住在我们心里才对。
But however, the truth is that we must have the...Love of our Lord Jesus Christ in our heart.
耶稣是我们平安的希望。
Because our Lord Jesus, He is the living hope.
是我们道德的希望。
and that he is the hope of all ethics and moral values.
是爱跟和平的希望。
And that he is the hope of all peace and love.
我们求主耶稣帮助我们大家。
So let us pray for our Lord Jesus Christ to empower us and to help us.
接着我们温哥华教会的天爱诗班啊，在这里来献诗赞美神。
And so now next we will have the choir presentation. We'll present some beautiful hymns of praise.
唱两首诗歌，第一首是一件礼物。
And so they're going to present two hymns, and the first is a beautiful gift.
那么这一份礼物呢，要赠送给大家，希望大家能够心领。
And so they would like to extend this gift for everyone to enjoy.
第二首是平安永在我心。
And the second hymn is that the peace lives within my heart forever.
但愿我们接纳主耶稣住在我们心里，平安就永远在我们内心了。
So we hope that you can invite Lord Jesus into your heart and that you will truly enjoy this peace within you.
我们请天爱诗班。
So let us invite the choir. Thank you.
听完那么美妙的歌声，我们应该发觉到这件礼物是什么。
So after we have heard such beautiful hymns of praise, we must know what this gift is.
就是主耶稣基督。
And this gift is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself.
今天就要进到你的心里面。
And that today He will enter right into your world.
我们唱诗237首。
Let's sing hymn 237.